from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill yesterday mandating reductions in soot from factories and methane from cow manure. It's part of the drive by state policymakers to slow global climate change. At the signing ceremony in Long Beach, Brown invoked a flood of biblical proportions.
It's very hard to deal with something down the road. You know, when Noah wanted to build his ark, most of the people laughed at him. Why are you building this damn ark? Well, lucky he did, because that saved all the species and Noah and his family. Well, we got to build our ark, too, by stopping climate change.
Lawmakers had to make some concessions, though, to keep dairy farmers from jumping from that ship. They'll get $50 million from the state to help purchase machines that turn manure into energy that can be resold to utilities. And now to a story about life after a sugar crash.
Chocolate making at Hershey begins here, in the roasters.
Chocolate roasters. This upbeat video is what life used to be like in Oakdale at the Hershey Welcome Center. Oakdale is a town about an hour and a half east of San Francisco. And 9 years ago, Hershey announced it was closing its plant there. KQED's Scott Schaefer was there when the closing was announced. And as part of our week-long collaboration with NPR called A Nation Engaged, Scott, who's now KQED's senior editor for politics and government, went back to Oakdale to hear how folks who live there are doing now.
At Norm's Barbershop on West F Street in Oakdale, it doesn't take much to get folks sharing their opinions about Hershey's 8 years after the company suddenly split.
What we heard is that, okay, fine, we're not getting the tax breaks we want. We're going to close the plant in Oakdale, California. We're going to move all that stuff to Mexico where labor is cheap and we can...
I'm Randall Morgan, but everybody calls me Randy.
Randy Morgan cuts hair at Norm's, and talk about a family business. His dad, Norm, who's now 82, owns it, and Randy's son, Brian, works here too. Before picking up his scissors, Randy worked at Hershey's for 27 years.
My dad was the one that always told me, stay at Hershey's, it's a good place to work, you got a 401k, you got good benefits, you got good insurance, so I did.
Randy says the plant closure hit Oakdale hard, and there's still plenty of anger toward Hershey's too. And yet, like Randy, many Oakdalians, yeah, that's a thing, still have fond memories of when Hershey was king.
Anytime said, well, where do you live? Oakdale. Well, where's that? You know where the Hershey plant is? Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Now, if anyone asks where Oakdale is, he just says, it's near Modesto. On the shelf behind Randy Morgan's barber chair sits a red Donald Trump hat with the slogan, Make America Great Again. The H Barbie Saloon is a favorite watering hole in Oakdale. The town's motto is Cowboy Capital of the World, and the bar is just a stone's throw from the Cowboy Museum. Sitting at the bar, nursing a cocktail, Ramona Brown. She's lived in Oakdale since 1968. Like so many people here, she remembers the smell of chocolate wafting through town. Those memories are bittersweet now.
They supplied a lot of milk to Hershey's, and Hershey's walked away and left these dairy farmers high and dry. It wasn't like they said it was going to be, that's for sure.
Their leaving, she says, left a lot of hard feelings. She still won't buy Hershey's candy. Brown says she was raised in a family of Democrats, and she has no use at all for Donald Trump.
Trump doesn't care about anybody but himself, and Trump doesn't believe in unions. And unions is what holds a lot of jobs together.
Most of those 600 workers laid off from Hershey's were union members.
What kind of chips do you want?
Cafe Bliss in Oakdale is the kind of place where groups of friends get together at least once a week to sit down and chat about life. One of the regulars is Phyllis Pottle.
Pottle, P-O-T-T-L-E, just like bottle, only with a P.
Pottle is 85 years old, which is kind of hard to believe because she looks a lot younger. Sitting in the Bliss Cafe downtown, she's not buying all the bad-mouthing of Hershey. Pottle still prepares taxes for folks, and many of her clients used to work at Hershey's.
And you think of all these people that are here that are on retirement from Hershey, they left this town very well. The people that complained that they took everything away, that's not correct.
By any objective measure, Oakdale's economy is doing pretty well these days. The county unemployment rate is roughly half what it was at the peak of the recession. It helped a bit that another candy company moved into the old Hershey's plant. Sconza isn't as big as Hershey was, but they did hire about 25 of those laid-off workers. And city manager Brian Whitmire says the town has bounced back.
There's still some scars from that move, but I think Oakdale is a resilient community that has continued to progress and build from that experience. And I think today we are even better off than we were when Hershey was here.
On my way out of town this visit, I popped into a senior center. And to my delight, I found a group of amateur ukulele players, the Oakdale Silver Strummers. Mickey Peabody seems to be the group leader.
Generations who are moving in here now have found that kind of cement that glues a community together. We look out for one another. We always have.
She says Oakdale has mostly moved on from the loss of Hershey. She thinks the town has a bright future. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer in Oakdale, California.
We end today in Big Sur. Firefighters there are working to stop the Sabranas fire. At more than 113,000 acres, it is not the largest fire in the nation's history, but at more than $200 million to fight, it is the costliest. The Union of Concerned Scientists say fires like these will only grow larger in an age of global climate change and without more aggressive fire management. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, September 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulvedo. Have a great morning. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.